Hello. Welcome to the second part of our four-part podcast. I'm Constant Taylor, founder and CEO of LinkChain. We'll go ahead and dive into the second part where we discuss the independent contractor industry as well as where we are with the platform. Enjoy.
Constant, to maybe make a brief comment to the world at large. This wasn't really a pivot. This was more of an addition or a morph. So, Constant, we actually shifted from calling ourselves, you know, sort of a freelancer solution to an IC solution, and really became far more inclusive of a much larger market because of that. Do you want to speak to that?
Yeah, sure. If we look at LinkChain, where we are in the future, there's a couple of different evolutions that have already taken place and that are taking place. First of all, depending on who we're talking to, there's independent contractors, there's freelancers, there's the gig economy. All of that, really, depending on who you're talking to, they're going to understand what they are. So when we're talking to VCs, some of the VCs did not really wrap their mind around freelancers. So we really decided to use independent contractors as an umbrella to cover all different types of people. And when we look at the IC economy as a whole, the total addressable market is just under $2 trillion right now.
And that's within the next trillion with years, a trillion with a T, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly, trillion with a T. So there's huge market and huge opportunity out there. A lot of the independent contractors are not fully utilizing the technology space to the best of their ability. One of the things that we're going to do is we're going to allow them to utilize our platform to connect with and have access to people that they would not ordinarily have access to. Second evolution of that is going to be dealing with more complex supply chain management solutions. And that is something that gets businesses and the venture capital people that we talk to very excited to be able to identify and track different supply chain issue.
I was recently on a panel that was speaking to foundations that supported endowments and supported nonprofit groups. And one of the questions we were asked was directly about that. The market, the amount of dollars that we're talking about and the effect that this blockchain technology will have throughout the industry, so specifically the supply chain industry, is absolutely enormous. It is going to be a game-changing situation.
Well, one other thing to add, and this is just to expand on a constant point, is independent contractors themselves, as we're dealing with the mobility of labor here internationally. And The reason why that's important is because, you know, we've thought about this a lot, and there's actually a social conscience piece to what we're doing here, because we're allowing the mobility of labor across borders, where someone in Venezuela, for example, can take on a project for, let's say, $500 US, pay a 5% fee, and still be netted a lot more than as if he had offered his or her services locally in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is a significant social benefit to our business, because you're enabling a higher standard of living for people in these less developed countries or emerging countries to avail their services, professional services across borders, at generally rates that are higher than if they offered them locally. And that would not be available typically if you don't have a platform like we do, or at least that others do as well.
Absolutely.
But the whole idea of having this on a blockchain adds to the trust factor, lowers the credit risk factor in terms of suppliers and buyers, the rating between buyers and suppliers as well. So all of this is meant to add to the authenticity to the transaction, which, you know, to those folks in these less developed countries, those are all important factors. And, you know, $475 net in Venezuela right now, or other countries, goes a long way to feeding your family for a month.
Yeah. Recently heard a story about a kid. The kid was 12 years old, and he had learned coding. I think he was doing MySQL, but he was doing some kind of coding. And his father had been a construction laborer, which is a good job anywhere, especially in that particular country, because you can make like $1,000 US a month doing a job like that. But this kid was dwarfing his father's income, and the entire family was freaked out and praising him.
Great story.
So the social good, that component is huge in LinkChain.
Yeah, so it feels really good to be able to, as you mentioned, Jack, help others in undeveloped countries to help raise the overall world standard of living. But, you know, let's not forget about the people that live in our own towns. There's people that are struggling in the U.S. and in Canada as well that have lost their jobs and in the U.S. that have to seek public assistance. So those people also have the opportunity to use our platform. I know a lady in New York lost her job of 15 years in the financial industry, had no idea what she was going to do. It was extremely stressed out about the situation. This was before LinkedIn. I calmly explained to her how she could take her own destiny, not have to go to a 9-to-5 job, not have to worry about someone else for her own livelihood, but that she could take that into her own hands. So I showed her step by step how she could become a consultant, an independent contractor, whatever you want to call it, someone who's working for themselves and are offering their services to businesses or proprietary individuals of businesses. So it's huge. So third world countries, Venezuela, definitely, but also the ability to help people within our own, you know, within the regular world, UK, Canada, and North America as well.
And let me just say to our audience that's listening, do you see, this is the kind of inspiration we get from Constant every week in our team calls. Mm-hmm. Great stories. And great. Jack, I just wanted to link us back to the bear market question. Obviously, that's one of the things that is looming on everyone's mind. So you chose to do this pivot to an SEO for purposeful reasons. What did you feel about this market and where we're going and how LinkChain specifically is addressing it?
Well, I think a couple of things. So one is regulation. So everyone's waiting for SEC to regulate this market, but that's going to take a while. But at the end of the day, we, you know, that the whether Bitcoin or Ethereum is up or down, it really doesn't really affect our business because our business is really about connecting professional buyers and sellers of services. And whether, you know, Bitcoin is at 3,000 or 15,000, at the end of the day, we use blockchain as a technology to authenticate and add integrity to the transaction. That is going to be independent of where certain cryptocurrencies are. So that's the first thing. So we're not really concerned about that per se. The second thing is that being the security token offering, it's a regulated platform. So we're actually raising capital that provides for investor protections under our Reg D and Reg S filings. Everything is legit. We're not cutting any corners. And so we're able to appeal to a broader base of investors both in North America, Canada, U.S., and also abroad. And this is something that is reflective of the LinkChain concept, which is international commerce. And that's completely consistent with what we do as a business. So I'm actually very comfortable and excited about it because it's exactly what we should be doing. And it's exactly on the strategy that we wanted to execute as early as a few months ago.
We definitely feel that the STO market is the wave of the future. 2018, 2017 was ICO. We're going in the STOs. Now, what's happening is that there has been a shift. Initially, people were more than happy to invest in, it wasn't an, you didn't invest in a company. You gave money to a company,
right?
And they gave you tokens, but you had no stake, no equity, no say in that particular company that you purchased those tokens from. And so what people realized was that, wow, we've got nothing here. Now what's happening is that investors have gotten smarter. Along with the regulatory requirements, investors are not just throwing their money at any and every opportunity or startup that rears its head. They want to know, what am I getting for the money that I am investing here?
Right.
With an STO, security token offering, we allow the investors to have a part, a say, and a stake in our company. Thank you for listening. Tune in to part 3 where we do a deeper dive into the independent contractor industry and talk about where the opportunities lie and also take a look at how LinkChain is positioning itself against its competitors.